Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Oscoda Lions Club, Yvonne Malik. How are you today, Yvonne?
I'm great, Kevin.
Always glad to have you on the show. Lions Club, very, very, very active organization. Always something going on, but the big event is coming up. Wow, this Saturday already, you've got your 16th annual Fall Arts and Crafts Show, don't you?
We do. It's coming quick.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what's going to be happening on Saturday, Yvonne.
All right. It's our 16th annual show, and we're really excited this year again. We are sold out. We have a full show with over 80 exhibitors. It'll be at Oscoda High School once again in our commons area and the gymnasium, and we're really excited to have art and crafts and vendors that are from our home shows. And we have a great farmers market coming this year. We have Chainsaw Carver that's going to be there again this year. So we're really excited. It's going to be a great show.
That's right. And now, is it right, there's a book sale also at the show?
There is. The Richardson Elementary School has a Scholastic book sale that they're going to be holding in the library at the high school as well. We also have the Friends of the Library that are going to be there with their used book sales. So that's one of our annual events, as well as the animal shelter will be there going to be adopting out animals. So that's always a big hit for the day.
Yeah.
So we just have all sorts of things going on. It's a great day to get the family out and about celebrating fall, and we're really excited to just be putting on a great show there at the high school again.
Yes, indeed. It's going on from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m., as you mentioned, at the Oscoda High School there on River Road. Now, lunch available also, so bring your appetites.
Definitely. We have what we call the Harvest Cafe. The Lions Club puts that lunch in on, so you can make a full day of it. There's going to be all sorts of great crafts that we encourage people to come out. They can do a little bit of shopping for fall decorating, because we have the market there that will have pumpkins and corn stalks and all sorts of things like that. And they'll, of course, the crafters inside have some great things so that they can decorate for fall. Christmas decorations, Christmas shopping, birthday shopping, whatever you want, I'm sure that you can find something that's going to be there, because we just have a little bit of everything again this year.
Oh, you always do. Now, admission is just $1, and that's a donation that goes back to the Lions Club to help with the many different projects you have going on in the community.
It does. All of the proceeds from this show goes into what we call our humanitarian fund. And that fund is what we use for everything local here. So that goes for purchasing those glasses, the hearing aids, those ramps that we've been building that have become such a popular thing that we've been helping here in the community, all the medical needs, all of those things that help those people right here in our community. That's what these funds stay here for.
Boy,
so that goes back in our treasury just to help those in need here in our community.
Well, very good. It's happening this Saturday, the 16th Annual Fall Arts and Craft Show. It's at Oscoda High School from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And bring the whole family out to the event. Now, is there still time if there's a vendor out there who would like to be a part of it? Do you still have some room, and is there still time for them to get involved?
There is. I think I have 3 spots left, but I would squeeze a couple others in if I do have some more interest, so they could give me a call. They could either call 739-3911 or 254-2902 if they're interested.
Very good. Yvonne Malik from the Oscoda Lions Club. Yvonne, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to a great day for the Arts and Crafts Show this Saturday at Oscoda High School.
Wonderful. Thanks, Kevin, for your time.